Bill Adair is with us once again. He's the Washington Bureau Chief of the St. Petersburg Times and editor of PolitiFact.com. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Now, PolitiFact has released two articles on something that's become rather important in the presidential campaign so far. These articles dissect the years of experience each of the Democratic presidential candidates can claim. Hillary Clinton's article ran last month. Barack Obama's was just posted. Let's start with him. Okay. He claims 20 years of experience. What did you find?
We found that it's fair for him to say that he has 20 years of experience. We basically did the math. It's important to note that he graduated from an Ivy League school. He could have gone to work for as a corporate lawyer and made a lot of money. And instead, he went into a voter registration project and ran that for a year. But that experience also was not corporate law as much as it was some civil rights legislation, voter rights legislation, and things like that. And then got involved in public service in a variety of other ways. He got elected to the Illinois State Senate, where he has accomplished things in terms of some ethics laws in Illinois and also in reforming the death penalty. So it's often been characterized that Obama sort of came out of nowhere and is a new face on the scene. Actually, this is a guy with two decades of public service experience.
Hillary Clinton claims 35 years of experience in politics. What did you find?
We did the math there, too. We put her resume into a spreadsheet and accounted for every year and found that she really has devoted her life to public service, much as Senator Obama has. She, when she graduated from Yale Law School, she, too, went into public service, went first to the Children's Defense Fund, taught law for a while in Arkansas. And then the only gap in that we could find was her time at the Rose Law Firm, because her husband as governor of Arkansas was not paid very well. The governor of Arkansas is one of the poorest paid governors. She had to bring the paycheck home. And so she was a corporate lawyer, but still managed to be involved in public service by serving on the Legal Services Corporation Board and the Children's Defense Fund Board. And so both of them, the candidates, they have a lot in common in terms of their commitment to public service.
She also had experience as First Lady of Arkansas and, again, First Lady of the United States.
And as First Lady of the United States in particular, she was very involved. We talked to a couple of her biographers. She was very involved in policy. Much more, they say, than most other first ladies, not just on the health care reform task force that we're all familiar with, but also on other issues of policy, including foreign policy, including things like reviewing cabinet nominees and sub-cabinet nominees. So she, as First Lady, may have been the most involved First Lady in policy.
One ad that everybody's talking about came from the Clinton campaign, the 3 a.m. phone call campaign ad, and it implied that she would be much more qualified to handle a national emergency than Barack Obama. Now, going a little bit ahead, if Hillary Clinton were actually to become the Democratic nominee, and she's already run this ad, how likely is Navy veteran Senator John McCain to turn it against her?
Boy, you could, it's a great question, because you could very much see this ad saying McCain 08, because it's an ad that works as effectively against her probably as it does against Obama. And that it's interesting. This ad, I think, when we look back on this race, will probably be one of the really key moments. And I think this ad, it's been talked about so much, it's been parodied, and yet it's raised some painful issues for both of the Democrats, that for their strengths in public policy that I just talked about, they are not as strong in foreign policy. And so this is obviously a strength for Senator McCain, been involved in the military for his first part of his career and been in the House and then in the Senate and been on the involved in foreign affairs and the Armed Services Committee for many, many years. So it's a harder issue for the Democrats.
Bill Adair is the Washington Bureau Chief of the St. Petersburg Times and editor of PolitiFact.com. Nice to see you again.
Great to be here.